The Washington Post reported this week that during a conversation with the president of Mexico earlier this year about drugs and gangs, President Trump singled out New Hampshire as, quote, a drug-infested den. That drew sharp criticism from politicians of all stripes in the Granite State and from drug treatment advocates who say the president isn't living up to campaign promises to deal with the state's drug problem. New Hampshire Public Radio's Casey McDermott reports.
Senator Maggie Hassan, a Democrat who oversaw the state's response to the opioid crisis in her previous role as governor, was quick to condemn Trump's characterization. Here she is on CNN.
He should stop insulting people and instead work with us to get the resources to our state and states all around the country who are also challenged by this epidemic.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu also pushed back. He told Boston radio station WRKO that the president should dial back his rhetoric.
It's not constructive and it's not helping. We know the crisis we have here. We're doing great stuff on the ground here. I know he was here in 2016.
Like most candidates running in the New Hampshire primary, Trump did take an interest in learning more about the state's drug crisis. Joe Hannon, a former Republican lawmaker, sat right next to Trump at a roundtable on the issue just weeks before the election. Hannon says he was bothered by Trump's calling his state a drug-infested den, but he is more bothered by inaction and politicization of the issue by politicians from both parties.
He promised we'd sit and talk with us as a group. The people were there. He said he'd invite us to a very special place, and I assume that was the White House. I'm available for meetings anytime, Mr. President.
That wasn't the only time Trump made sweeping promises to the people of New Hampshire about his plans to help the state in its fight against opioids. Here he was the night he won the primary.
It's a huge problem in New Hampshire. It's a huge problem all over our country. We're going to have borders again, and we're going to work with you people to help you solve that very big problem, and we'll get it done.
But for all of his talk of New Hampshire's heroin problems on the campaign trail, drug prevention advocates say Trump hasn't given the state as much attention since taking office. No one from the state has a seat on a White House commission the administration launched to address the issue earlier this year. And advocates say they're still waiting for those follow-up calls Trump promised as a candidate.
We have not heard, and we have offered, to support the Trump administration in efforts to address this problem.
Linda Saunders-Paquette is the president of New Futures, one of the state's largest drug prevention advocacy groups.
New Hampshire should play a more prominent role because we have important experiences to share. Experiences, I think, that can inform federal policy when it comes to addressing this crisis.
Recovery advocate Chris Blevins, who worked with Trump and other candidates on the campaign, said she might not agree with the president's choice of words, but his sentiment is spot on.
What he's saying is true. You know, we are in the midst of a very serious epidemic that demands a state of emergency because people are dying left and right on a daily basis.
A makeup artist based in Manchester and registered independent, Blevins threw herself into fighting the state's opioid crisis after losing her stepdaughter, Amber, to a heroin overdose in 2014. That included educating candidates, including Trump, who sat in her makeup chair, about the crisis during the campaign.
We're all sitting here ready to serve and ready to be called upon.
In 2016, a record 486 people died from drug overdoses in New Hampshire. They're still counting this year, but officials expect the problem to continue. For Here and Now, I'm Casey McDermott.